בריתי שלום, יופי. Page 424. So it's a big mesilus nefesh, like we said. You don't have to kill yourself or anything. It's just mesilus nefesh, just to close your eyes in the street. בימים עברו אנשים עשו נפש כפשוטו. In the olden days, people used to ממש kill themselves over the Torah mitzvahs. בימינו עיקר מסירות נפש היא לקיים את התורה בעניין שמירת העיניים כל רגע ברחוב. And nowadays, the name מסירות נפש is to fulfill the Torah regarding guarding the eyes every moment in the street. וזה אפשרי רק אם יש לאדם יראת שמיים אמיתית. And this is possible only if a man has true יראת שמיים. I think more continued about the pasuk over there. Ah, we learned this already. Sorry. No. No. Because he has Yirat Shamayim, he would do it. If he doesn't have Yirat Shamayim, he won't do it. The main Yirat Shamayim person has is regarding this. I have Yirat of the cars, I don't know. Have we read this? One second, where are we? Yeah. Page 426, right. כל אחד צריך לעשות יישוב הדעת וחשבון נפש. Each one needs to do יישוב הדעת וחשבון נפש to sit and check out himself על כל העניין הזה שהוא הולך בעיניים פתוחות. And it's all matter that he's walking in the street with open eyes. כי לשמור את העיניים יש רק דרך אחת. There's only one way to guard your eyes. What do you think it is? Shut them. If you don't shut your eyes, no. You can't guard them. You can't look around and say, I'm guarding my eyes. Okay? אי אפשר לשמור על העיניים בלי לעצום אותם. You cannot guard your eyes without shutting them. עיניים פתוחות הן לא שמורות. Open eyes are not guarded eyes. Closed eyes are guarded eyes. אדם שיש לו יראת שמיים, a man has Yirat Shamayim is afraid to open his eyes. He's afraid. He doesn't want to transgress Hashem's word. Kol echad yishal et atzmo. Each one will ask himself, "Lama ata mistakel la ma shelo shayach lecha? Why are you looking at what doesn't belong to you? Why are you desiring what's not yours? Why are you coveting what's not yours? Yav Yirat Shamayim, and you're saying Yav Yirat Shamayim. What? You're not afraid to be over on Ten Commandments? Not afraid of that?
How can he walk in the street with and close his eyes?
He looks down.
He's going to bump into something.
Mistero, so you look with half an eye.
The green light's
up. All right.
The green light and the red light are up and not down.
I don't look. Oh, you look in a very, like that, you see? Okay, good.
What you can do is listen for the traffic.
Trust him, he knows what he's talking about when he's talking about these things.
What do you do?
What I do is I can hear where the traffic is going. If you hear traffic and you're at a crosswalk, you stop until you hear the traffic stopping and idling. Mm-hmm. And then you start crossing.
I once crossed the street, there was a blind person with a dog next to me. I crossed at on the red, and he and the dog followed me. And I realized that it's
oh boy.
Yeah,
it's
dangerous. Oh boy. Not for me, but for I caused
or kids, children.
Oh wow.
Ones I crossed also and I
see too, but just
kids don't see anything, they run. They just go. Oh, and adults going, I'm going too. I got yelled at by that father of the kid, I said you're 100% right. The tshuva.
I mean you cross when you shouldn't have kind of
yeah, I was in a rush or something and I crossed. There was no car, so the kid ran after me also. He left his father's hand and he ran. So the father ran after him. Yeah, and he was 100% right. I said, that's a dick. I was here in Tom Bar-Ilan. I remember it very well. Avegel gave a shir once here. He came to when we were learning the Chatanim. He came and he says, I just saw a lady. The worst aver in the world. I can't believe you. He thought of here in Mea Shearim, and she was dressed so from. So what'd she do, Arab? She crossed. She crossed. She just crossed in the middle of the road, and the kid ran after it. So it's very dangerous. Anyways,
you know, when you're talking about not looking, the people who don't look, let's say a woman is talking, asking a question or talking, and if he's not looking, that woman's going to feel very uncomfortable and like, what, you can't look at me? You know, it's like you're treating her like nothing. I mean, this is what women have said.
I would think it's opposite.
I'm not talking about a woman that's holding on that level. No, I'm not talking about a woman that's holding there. Who doesn't know about these things, and, you know.
I have a question for you. If someone comes and tells you, your neighbor, let's say, where do you live? Good. What street? In this game?
That far from Major School.
How far? Because Tanasi, yes?
Right.
Nobody goes to this. Anyways, so that's a Rechavia, good. You have a neighbor. He was thinking, so you keep Shabbos, so nice, so beautiful. And he gets very offended from this. He gets very offended from your keeping Shabbos. He comes to you, you're offending me. You're hurting my feelings. Why are you keeping Shabbos? So you're going to stop keeping Shabbos? No. You're going to continue keeping Shabbos, right? It's the same thing here. If you know that the Torah tells you, don't look at women. It's Allah. I can open Shulchan Aruch, I can read it for you. It's not Chassidus, it's not Rabbi Nachman, it's not anything. It's Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. Ebn Ezer, Siman Chav Beis, I think, or Chav Aleph, says it explicitly, it's a Gemara also. Says Bepashtus, it says it. There's no, especially if she's married. Doraisa, it's an Isur Doraisa. Okay? It's like eating Chazir. Chazir you eat? No, so how could you look at women? It's Shulchan Aruch, I'm not exaggerating. Open Shulchan Aruch, you'll see what it says. So then if a person gets offended, you have to explain to them.
Why is it
Torah? You're not allowed to look at women.
Why? That's not necessarily women.
Huh?
That's not only women.
So, Shulchan Aruch, he says that you're not allowed to look at married women, and also Pnuya you can't look at. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and even if she's old and ugly, the Mishnah Berurah says, which you won't desire, you definitely won't desire, you won't have any desire there. It's not from the Musa, it's not Musari, Yechomi Musari. It's not moral to look. But anyway, if people don't understand, so we could explain to them. They still don't understand.
It's Western Goyish.
I knocked on a door. I was with Rav Arush's books in some issue, religious issue. And I wasn't looking, of course. There were a woman with her daughters over there, teenage girls. So I wasn't looking, right? So I said, Shalom, I want to see this coat, Sfarim Shel Rav Arush, da da. So he said, yeah, when you start looking at us, maybe we'll buy the books. Why don't you look at us? I said, I don't know, I just keep the Torah. The Torah says I have to look at women. If you tell me that I'm allowed to, show me where it says I'm allowed to, I'll look straight at you. I don't care. Whatever the Torah says, we
did
do,
you
right?
You
said that? Huh? You said that? Yeah. So they gave us a tzedakah and everything. But some people don't understand. What can I do? Some people do understand. If you explain to them, they do understand. And besides, you could always, you know what you could always say? My wife doesn't let me look at other women. My wife doesn't let me look at other women. I'm married. My wife does not let me look at other women. She gets very offended if I look at other women. And she does, by the way. She does even if she doesn't tell you that.
She can tell, too.
I went to Rav Arush. I asked him, I said, Rav Arush, my wife, you said, my wife says, if we have if her friends are at our house, around the table, and I don't look at them, my wife is going to feel very offended about it, that I'm not looking at
you them. Told her?
And I'm not talking about it. I said, what do I do? He says, when your wife's around, look at women. When she's not, don't. Walk you down the street with your wife, look at women. Until she gets the point.
Okay,
how does a woman like go ask a rabbi questions? If she's not, if she has a problem.
Why does I have to look at her?
And he says,
he's going to look down like
yes, 100%.
And he'll just listen to her.
To listen to her, yes, can. Mato Meret, give her full. You know what? There's a mile here. A very, very famous mile. His name is, his father was a famous mile. Branzdorfer. Meir Branzdorfer, that's how he was a father.
What's his name?
Branzdorfer. Branzdorfer, that's the name.
What's
the
son's name?
The son, no, not Moshe, is with the Rav. It's another son, the Bluzo. You know the family, I guess.
My brother was trained by his brother, he's a mile also. Many
years, right, so Reb Luzer was a. There are a bunch of them. There are Mohal. Anyways, so Reb Luzer is a Maya. He has such kedusha, such garden in the eyes. You won't believe it. You see him all the time walking around here. So he did my son's bris. So he came, and he did shalom. So he came. He had to check the baby, and he had to talk with my wife. He told my wife all the respect, gave her all the attention, everything she asked, everything. He didn't never look at her, not even a glance. My wife, Apfuch, she says, I feel very uncomfortable if men talk to me and look at me. Why are you looking at me? What am I, your girlfriend? What are you looking at me? I'm your wife? Don't look at me.
It's different. You said that when it's for people who are used to that and live in that society, then it's not, it's offensive when they find it offensive when you look at them.
Yeah,
the other upside there,
that's
the opposite.
Stay in
here.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. I'm not saying, but still, you have to keep that halacha.
Is there a way to look without desiring?
Yeah, you can look at it. Like, let's say I'm looking out at everyone, I don't really see anything. I see a very, very. Or, like this, I also don't see anything. Rav always said, people ask him, Rav, I go into my aunt comes or whatever, what do I do? My aunts, my cousins, what do I do? Rav always said, do what I do. And I saw Rav always do this. He goes into a room with a lot of women. Shalom, shalom, ashlomchem, ashlomchem. And he goes on to this one.
But is that like more, then is that like more Zion?
More what?
More
Marisayan? He didn't look at that.
No. He's not, but to someone else who doesn't know, he can't see without the glasses.
No, he doesn't have glasses. He just says the shalom, shalom, like not looking at anyone. It's time this because they're looking around. He says shalom. Listen, if they're not dressed news, it's vaday can't look at them. And if they're dressed news and they're married, of course you can't look at them. And even if they're single, if you're not getting married, then you can't look at them. So if someone gets offended and someone says, why aren't you looking at this? They say, I don't know, I just learned this halacha. Or if they understand it. If you don't understand those terms, my wife gets very upset if I look around. I don't want to cause problems.
And she's not the only one.
Can't do.
I think it's a good line to say, my wife doesn't want me to look at women.
Yeah, I used to say that in
very good line.
In Chile, when we were there in Shlichut. So, remember, I said, they asked me. I said, first of all, my wife doesn't let. They're all youngsters over there, right? In their 20s. I said, you want to tell me, look at these girls and you're not desiring? Or you're not thinking about them? You're joking with me. Even if you're 90 years old, people are crazy. What do you mean? Men are crazy. It's a defect that Hashem created in men. That's why we, I like women. A woman, a lot of like men. If you tell me you don't desire, either you're gay or you don't realize that you desire. And if someone starts working on this kedusha, someone told me, my cousin, he told me, I go to the cocktail, he goes there on Friday, I say, how do you go? You don't. It doesn't bother me. Of course, it doesn't bother you. Because when you're sitting in the filth, you're so used to you don't realize that you have a problem. When someone starts working on the dusha, you get sensitive. We spoke about this before. You get sensitive. When you get sensitive, it starts bothering you. The more kadosh you become, the more pure you become, the more you're sensitive, the more it bothers you.
Didn't you tell us a story comparing a Bedouin not wearing shoes
right.
to a European
yes.
who wears shoes?
Yeah. From the basic slide of Google, he said this. Right, same story. Akitzo. Give people all the respect. All the respect. And if they have questions, you say, it's because I respect you, I don't look at you. Not because I don't respect you. Because I respect you, I look only at my wife. I respect my wife, and I respect you, and that's why I don't look at you. I want only your husband to look at you. So. So we have a few minutes for stories of Levitz like Vendel.